it's clear today, for he washed my sins away, and the old account was settled long ago. Oh, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today. He washed my sins away, and the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah. Let's stand, if we would, this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God that the account has been settled, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to the prayer this morning. I want you to remember Sister Erica in prayer today, that the Lord would touch her body. And she's suffered a little bit of a setback here. Talked to Brother Brian this morning. She's doing well, and everything's looking good. She's on a respirator now, going to be on it for a few days. She just really needs the Lord to heal her body. I guess the main concern is they feel like she'll respond well to this treatment, but we just don't want any infections to set in main IV that they put in her shoulder last night with the respirator or any of the other things that they're dealing with. So let's pray that God will really touch Erica and keep her free from infection and help her body to heal, okay? Amen. And they've really just appreciated all the people that's been praying and calling and those that have come by the visit. But now that she's on the respirator, the hospital's really limited her visiting, only letting the family go back just for brief moments at a time. And so if you want to come and visit the family in the waiting room, they'll be there and you can be a help to them there. Or you can give them a call, send them a card. But as far as getting in to see Sister Erica, the hospital's really being strict on that. They want to keep her free from any infection. So just be praying for them today, okay? Amen. Amen. Anybody else have a need this morning? Sister Ray, okay. Yes. All right. Let's remember that. Sister Lori. Okay. Brother Campbell having surgery tomorrow. Remember Brother Campbell. Brother Jackson. All right. Let's remember Brother Jackson today. Brother Adair. Okay. All right. 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 All right. Sure. Let's pray for Sister Adair's aunt. Sister Edwards. All right. Let's remember that. Also, I forgot that Brother Brian, there's a family that's in the waiting room with them, and they've got a family member that's really in serious condition today and don't look like they're going to be able to make it. And they asked Brother Brian to have his church pray for them. I don't know any names. Just remember that family. Brother Larry? Sister Tricia. All right. Amen. Let's pray for these needs this morning in our service today. Dear Lord Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, for your presence today, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. You've been there for us. Thank you for touching Sister Erica, Lord. God, thank you for touching her body. And I pray, God, that you continue to give her healing today, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch Brother Campbell today, Lord. God, give him a special touch today, Lord Jesus. God, be with him, Lord. God, be with him in surgery tomorrow, Lord. God, I pray that you touch Sister Ray. God, touch Creddy today, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, that you touch Brother Jackson. Sister Adair's aunt, Lord Jesus. Sister Edward's friend, she's requested prayer for. God, for Sister Tricia today, Lord. God, that you would touch her body, Lord. God, all these needs, Lord, and I know you're mindful of every one of them. God, you know the burdens of our heart, Lord Jesus. God, and I know, Lord God, that you're able to move on each and every one of these needs this morning. You're able to move in their life, Lord. You're able to move in their heart. Lord, I ask you, Jesus, God, that you would touch them. Lord, touch this family, Lord, that's in the waiting room with Brother Rankins today, Lord. God, that you would give them help and strength during a very difficult time. Lord, I ask it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your help to us today. Now, Lord Jesus, minister to us in this service this morning. Lord, if there's a heart here today, Lord God, that needs you, Lord Jesus, God, would you turn them to you, Lord God? Lord God, if there's a heart here today that's away from God, would you save their soul? God, if there's one that's discouraged this morning, Lord, would you help them and encourage them today? We pray in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and for your blessings to us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I praise you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you only hear like you came in Jesus' name. If you're bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts still the same. You only fear like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, you only fear like you came in Jesus' name. If you're bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame, for the Holy Ghost acts still the same. Oh, you only fear like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Massey, why don't you grab a songbook and help us today if you would. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like. Let's continue to worship the Lord this morning. Amen. He's here to help us. He's here to meet a need in our life today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Page 140 in the red book. Just a little while. Soon this life will all be over, and all perish will. Heavenly journey be a home again with friends. And be a helper with my all the Jesus will be just a little while to stay. Just a little while. Just a little while in a path that's always straight. Trouble in this low and sinful state. Then we enter heaven, oh, sweet
begin. Soon we'll hear the Father calling, all my children enter in. Then we'll hear a choir of angels singing out the victory song. And our troubles will be ended, and live with Him alone. Just a little while to live, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. A little while trouble in this flow and sinful state. Heaven's portal sweep through the pearly gate. We'll lift the trouble and we'll take them by the hand. Soon we'll press them to our bosom over in the promised land. He is home forever, all eternity. What a blessed, blessed morning. To stay here just a little while, just a little while to live in the path that's always straight. Trouble in this flow and sinful state. When we enter heaven, oh no, sweep through the pearly gate. My wife keeps telling me I'm getting too old to stand up here and lead these songs. I think I am. I think I might be getting that age. Two or three weeks ago, this has been on my mind. In the paper, St. Louis paper, they had a big article about the Antichrist. A lot of you saw that. He has 2 million followers. He lives down in Florida. You say, is he Antichrist? I don't think so. He's just some poor soul that doesn't know what he is. And he's being watched by a lot of people. He's got 666 all over him. Tattooed on his arms anyway. And a lot of his followers are following, getting 666 all on them. The word thought to me was the blind leading the blind. They really don't know what they're getting into. They're just out there doing their little thing. Well, when the time comes, when Christ does come, when the Antichrist does come, I think they'll be sorry they're doing their own thing. But until then, I think that we need to continue on praying, even for those that, more or less for those who are following this man, 2 million people. That's a lot of people go to hell all at one time. Right. Let's turn to 341. Let's sing What a Friend We Have. What a friend we have. in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we are in forfeit. What needless pains we bear. Because we do not carry everything to God. Every trial and temptation, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord. Find a friend so faithful, who will all sorrows share. Jesus loves our every need. We get to the Lord in prayer. Heavy laden, covered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Friends despise forsake them. Take it to the Lord in prayer. His arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a sovereign there. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Hallelujah. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God, for your amazing grace, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, 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 oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you today, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for saving our soul, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Oh, thank God for amazing grace, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have you ever seen something that amazed you? Ever seen something that was amazing? Something that just kind of just shock you a little bit. Take your breath away for a moment. Something when you looked upon it, you thought, man, that's amazing. Something you, when you hear the story or hear how something told to you, you'd link about it and say, that's amazing. Well, that's what the grace of God is every time. It's amazing. It is amazing how that God can love a lost soul. But it's amazing how that God would love that soul enough that he'd send his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, amen, to this earth to give his life, amen, to save lost souls. That's amazing. That is amazing. And it's amazing that Jesus giving his life and shedding his blood upon a cross, amen, and for those of us that would believe in him, amen, that he could wash away all of our sins. That's amazing. That's amazing. And it's amazing to me how that when he can wash away all of our sins and how that he can change a life so dramatically from one extreme to another, that is amazing. How that God can take somebody that's so deep in sin and change their life, change their character, change their personality, change their wants, their likes, their dislikes, amen, change them so completely. That is amazing to me. That the blood of Jesus can do all of that. That's amazing grace. That's the grace of God. It's amazing. Hallelujah. When I think about what God's done, I look on, I say, man, that's amazing. That is amazing. You see, when God saves a soul, you look on that soul, it's amazing what God does in somebody's life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you look in the book of 1 Peter with me this morning? Hallelujah. Book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to begin reading in verse 1, chapter 1. Read a few verses here today to you this morning. And Lord willing, we won't keep you too long. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Notice in verse 6, this phrase, amen, where he says, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Amen. Sometimes we go through heavy times, heavy moments. Things when things seem to weigh upon us heavier than at other times of our life. These people that Paul was writing to, he tells them in verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Man, there can be a rejoicing even in a time of heaviness. There can be a joy even in a time of heaviness. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Amen. Joy in a time of heaviness. That sounds kind of silly that somebody could have joy in their heart even in a time of heaviness. But I want us to look at some things about what Peter was saying here today. And I want to look at these people that he's talking to. To do that, we need to go back just a little bit and let's look and see what kind of people these were that Peter was referring to in chapter 1 here when he's talking about rejoicing even in a time of heaviness. First of all, when you look back, it is very clear that these people that the apostle was talking to that is in heaviness, that it had no doubt in our mind that these are believers. They are believers. And we look at this, and you look at verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." These people are believers. They have put their trust in Jesus Christ. Sometimes people have the idea or the misconception that the believers never have heaviness. That a believer, a child of God, will never go through hardship. Let me tell you, that is a fallacy. That is so false. Because even believers, even the children of God, even those that are true and faithful to God, go through times of heaviness. There is times of difficulty, even for those that are true believers in Jesus Christ. Just because somebody puts their faith in God does not mean that everything's fine and that they've had their last trial. But every one of us know that when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, amen, there are still going to come times and moments in your life when you are going to experience a heaviness, that you are going to experience a load, that you are going to carry a load in your life. That's just the way that life is. And we've all kind of learned that, but listen, Satan many times comes upon us in our times of heaviness and tries to tell us that maybe we're not where we need to be with God. But even believers will have their time when they will go through times of heaviness. Something else that we can recognize about these people, neither did their heaviness destroy or take away the peace of God that was in their heart. Amen. Even though they were going through a heaviness, amen, the peace of God was being multiplied to them. Amen. Notice what the Bible tells us here. Amen. And that the peace of God and mercy of God is multiplied. Multiplied. Amen. Verse 2, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit with obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied." Amen. Even in a time of heaviness, you can experience the peace of God. Amen. You can know the peace of God even in a time of heaviness. The peace of God is not based upon, amen, the peace that is surrounding us. See, sometimes we think that because our situation is not peaceful, therefore, we cannot have peace. But that's not what the peace of God is all about. The peace of God is not because we are in circumstances that are peaceful. The peace of God is not because the situation that we are in is peaceful. But the peace of God is multiplied in our soul and in our heart. We know the peace of God. And even though we may be standing in a storm, we can still have the peace of God in the midst of the storm. And Brother John Bean, I was in Bible school with him. And he had the experience many years ago, probably 25 years ago, when a tornado went through West Plains, Missouri and did much destruction throughout the town. He was working at a Goodyear tire place. And it was after hours. The shop had closed down. Everybody had gone home. One of his jobs was to clean up the shop after after everybody had left and the shop was closed up. So he was cleaning up, and this storm came in, this tornado came through, and it just went right down the main street of town. John Bean went and he stood in a little hallway, entryway, with a glass door in front of him. And he stood there in that little entryway, and he looked out and he watched this tornado as it brought destruction to the whole downtown Main Street of West Plains. It came, he saw it pick up a car in the parking lot in front of him and throw it across the parking lot. He saw it destroy the dealership across the, a Cadillac dealership across the street from him. A lot of money going up in those and wind there, right? He watched it, and he watched as that tornado came. It tore up the showroom of where they had all their tires on display on his left. It tore off the roof of the bays that were behind him. But the place where he was standing, right there where he's at, was no destruction. The door, the glass door, didn't even move. I mean, it was just, he was in a spot where the destruction was all around him, but right where he was at was just calm. Now that's amazing, but I've heard stories like that with tornadoes. But that's the way the peace of God is in our life. Even though we may be in the midst of the storm and the things may be raging around us, there can still be a place of peace in our heart. And the storm does not rob us of the peace of God that we have in our life. And so notice what he says, that peace can be multiplied. Peace can be multiplied. In our times of heaviness, I think God knows when you need a little more peace. Right? He knows when you need just a little bit more peace in your life. Sometimes the heaviness, the burden gets too heavy for us, or maybe the storm's raging that much the harder, but yet God sends his manifold or his abundant peace into our life, and it's multiplied within us. Amen. It seems like in our times of trial, you feel the peace of God in a greater way than ever before. It's not that we know what it is. God has multiplied his peace in your life. In times of heaviness, you can know the peace of God. These people, not only did they were they believers, and not only did they know the peace, but they also had a hope in God. They also were able to hold on to their hope in Jesus Christ. When, you know, sometimes when we feel the heaviness, we feel hopeless. But that God gives hope in our life. Just because you are going through a heaviness does not mean that you're not a believer. Does not mean that you've lost out with God. It does not mean that you've lost his peace. But you can still experience the peace of God even in the midst of heaviness. And you can also have a hope in your life in the midst of heaviness. You can know hope. Hey, because why? Where does hope come from? Why do we have hope? Why do we have hope? Hope is a faith that sometime in the future, something good is going to happen and the situation is going to turn. Somehow, something's going to happen to the wagon train that's surrounded by Indians, and they've circled their wagons and they're being attacked by the Indians. What is their hope? Their hope is that they're going to look up on the horizon and they're going to hear the sound of a bugle and they're going to see the cavalry come over the hill. That is their hope. And though they may be surrounded and the enemy may be attacking them, they still hold out hope. They still have an ear raised to the sky listening for the sound of a bugle. Amen. Well, as a child of God, amen, we have a hope as well. Amen. The enemy may be attacking us and we may be in heaviness of our soul today. Amen. But we can still have hope. What is our hope? Amen. Our hope is even though yet the enemy is attacking, that our Lord God is still one day going to come on the horizon. That he is going to show up on the scene and he's going to bring deliverance from our trial. That he's going to bring hope from our, that he brings deliverance from the trial and hope in our soul. Notice this. Amen. That those wagon train, they're listening for a sound of a bugle. Amen. One blessed hope that we have is that one day the trumpet's going to sound. Amen. One day the trumpet's going to sound. And then all heaviness will be done away with. Amen. We listen for the sound of a trumpet. Amen. That is what's called the blessed hope. Amen. And even though you're in heaviness today, amen, you may not see no way out. Listen and keep listening. Because if God don't come on the scene and move for you, amen, there's still the hope that one day the Lord Jesus is going to return and with the sound of a trumpet. Amen. And we are going to be taken out of this world. Praise God. There is hope. Well, I'm talking about this morning joy in the midst of heaviness. Joy in the midst of heaviness. Amen. They rejoiced greatly. Wherein ye rejoice greatly. These people that he was writing to, these are people that had been uprooted from their home. Calls them to strangers. They were in isolation. They were among people they did not know. They were in unfamiliar surroundings. They had been pulled out of their home. They had had to leave their homeland. They had been scattered, probably broken up from their family. They were probably feeling all alone. But in spite of all of that, in their trials, they could still know joy in their heart. They could still know the joy of God in their heart. Even though we experience heaviness. That word heaviness there means sorrow, grief, a heaviness. A heaviness. Look what he says. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know that even though you're going through a heaviness now, there is an eternal glory to be gained from the heaviness that you're experiencing in your life right now? Amen. You may be going through heaviness, but notice, the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold. There's something, there's a benefit, there's a blessing that comes out of the heaviness. There is a joy that can come out of the heaviness, knowing that God is working His will in your life. Whom having not seen ye love, and whom having now, that now ye see Him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. That one day, that realizing that God has a purpose in the heaviness that we go through in our life. God has an eternal purpose in your life right now. God is not trying to destroy you, but God is trying to work through you. God is not trying to push you down. God is trying to lift you up. There is a joyful thought in this, and that God is trying to accomplish something in your life today. The heaviness and the trials that you go through. I don't understand why we have to go through some of the heavy moments that we go through. But take joy in this, that God has purpose in everything that we go through today. And the trial that you are facing in your life right now. Amen. God has purpose. Amen. And there is value. There is value in the trial that you are going through right now in your life. It seems like sometimes the burden gets heavier and heavier and heavier. Man, and you can look at situations even right here in our very own church. You can look at people that have dealt with sorrow and sadness. You can look at those that are dealing with the situations in their life, the hardships that they're facing right now. There are a number of people that are burdened and carrying the heaviness of a burden in their life right now today. Amen. But take hope in this. Amen. Take joy in this. Take joy in this. Amen. That you are still a child of God. You are still a child of God. Take joy in this. Amen. That you can still have the peace of God in your life today. Take joy in this. Amen. That even though you may have, maybe you have, that you're a believer and that you have joy, but thank God for His peace and thank God for an eternal hope in Jesus Christ. Right now, this morning. You can have hope. Amen. Our situation is desperate. Yes, many times situations can be desperate. Our situation is dark. Yes, many times they are dark. You know, the Winnie the Pooh Bible. I like to look at it as a Winnie the Pooh Bible. You look, there's so much to be learned from the story of Winnie the Pooh. I know you think I'm silly this morning, right? So much to be learned from Winnie the Pooh. You ought to break out the Winnie the Pooh books and just read through them a little bit. It'll encourage you. He'll encourage you. But you know, there's those of us that always have an Eeyore mentality. Oh, bother. My red balloon popped. I love red balloons. We always see the dark side of things. Eeyore's the one that's always got a dark cloud over his head. He's always discouraged. He's always depressed. He always sees the worst side of everything. There's many people, they live their life with the Eeyore mentality. And you know, as a child of God, we don't have to go through life as an Eeyore. Oh, bother. It's another trial. Oh, bother. I'm going through a real dark time. Don't think that I'm trying to make it be frivolous about the burden that you are in. But look at the other side. Why not look and see that there is joy even in the midst of our trials? Amen. That even, why not look and say, oh, Lord, I know you've got purpose in this. And therefore, Lord God, I rejoice that you are accomplishing your will and that you have got a purpose in this. And Lord, I don't see the end. I don't see the end result. I don't see how we're going to come through the fire. But all I know is that when I come through this trial, I'll be much more valuable. It'll be much more precious. And my salvation will be that much better and greater because I have come through this trial. The thing that you're going through right now, look at it with joy. Don't look at it through the eyes of Eeyore and say, oh, just another trial. This is the darkest time of my life. This is the worst thing I've ever been go through. The Lord, it's just one thing after another. I'm getting worse and worse. Amen. Look at it and say, Lord, I know that you have a purpose today in my life. Amen. I'm still your child. Amen. I still feel the peace of God in my heart. I still have the peace of my salvation in my life. And Lord God, I know that you are in control of my circumstances. I know you're in control. The thing that I think Peter wanted these people to realize is, amen, not only are you going through something today, but there is a future benefit for what you are enduring right now in your life. There's a future benefit. You're going to be a better child of God, a better Christian. Your faith is going to be greater. Amen. You'll be, amen, your love for God will be that much sweeter. I believe that you'll look at your trials and you'll say, Lord, you brought me through so much. And now, Lord God, look where you brought me through. Look how you brought me through that heaviness. Look how you brought me through that heavy time in my life. Amen. We can look at it with joy, knowing that God is working his will. Amen. Amen. Would you stand with us today? I know that there's times in our life when we experience heaviness. There's times when I felt like that I was devastated, I was destroyed. There's times that you've just felt like you've wept and cried every tear that you can cry. You become emotionally numb. Really, you do. Seems like you're beyond feeling anymore because you've been so overwhelmed and hurt. But realize those things on the outside, amen, does not have to affect the joy, the peace, and the hope that you can know on the inside of your heart today. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Dear Lord Jesus, I felt like, Lord, this morning there's some people that are experiencing the heaviness. Lord, I know, Lord Jesus, that the trials of this life can begin to weigh upon us. Lord, I look at circumstances around many of us in the church today, and there's many of us, Lord, God, that are experiencing the heaviness. Seems like it's manifold temptations. It's many, Lord. It's not just from one side. It's from a number of sides. Lord, and I know, God, that you're still in control of our life today. Lord, God, help us to realize this morning we're still your children. We still belong to you, Lord. God, and that we still have the peace of God in our life, even in the midst of a storm. God, that we can still have hope. And we can still have joy, even in the most diverse circumstances. I pray, God, that you would touch each one this morning. Speak to some heart today, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Ruth sings this chorus today. Amen. I wonder if you're here this morning and you just need God to help you through the heaviness. Do you know?
Why should I worry?
Things can get heavy. You can carry a weight, and maybe it may not seem real heavy to right at first. But the longer you carry that load, the heavier it seems like it becomes. Why not today let God put joy in your heart again? Amen. I believe today that you can lift your hands to heaven and you can rejoice in the Lord, even though your circumstances may be adverse. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning, you need God to help you. Would you step out to this altar? Just walk down here and let us pray together. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost strengthen you. Let the Spirit of God give you strength today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I know you're here for us this morning, Lord Jesus.
When I cry,
call on his name. Hallelujah. Dale, just kneel down there, brother. Amen. Let's have some people pray with Dale this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch Dale, God. Oh, thank you, God. Give him joy in the midst of his storm today, Lord. Amen. Is there anybody else you need God to help you? Just step out, church.